the next performer is going to last 5 minutes because they have to go to the toilet.
I never last.
There's no link with this.
Not a good thing to say, bro.
You know that. It's Patrick Hicks.
I forgot my guitar. I last 5 minutes with you, Tyler, because it's boring. Been reflecting on my time in Paris. This does not count on my time. Whoever's timing, fuck you. This takes 4 minutes and 30 seconds to read. So everyone that's leaving at the end of this month, as the full moon is not waiting on our time here, I say, let's go to Rue de Belleville, because we all want to get engaged in a blanket of fuck. Let's just do it. This is called The View from Paris, or Patrick Likes to Make Geometry Jokes. I'm going to count them. And it's also called, in honor of Mo Seeger, who I don't think is here tonight, it's called I Want to Jazz on Your Face. From cruising altitude, that's why it's so hard. From cruising altitude, the expatriates form a perfect circle. On the ground, the circle becomes a sphere, and up close, the texture becomes imperfect, a geodesic shape made of hundreds of triangles that fit together in a way that is good for geometry's sake, but inopportune for everyone else. The American writer has an acute one crush on the American poet. The American poet's friend, the American au pair, has a crush on the American writer. The American poet once had a crush on the Israeli kid, who once had a crush, a thing, with the Russian poetess. The Russian poet is now secretly in love with the poet from Connecticut, who himself is in love with every girl he meets, with the exception of the Russian poet. The Connecticut poet is loved by a few girls, especially a Polish girl with curly dark hair and bright blue eyes, or blight, whatever, who the boy from Connecticut hardly knows exists. She is, in turn, ignoring the Scottish man, who is in love with both her and his Belgian girlfriend. The Scottish man, however, is unaware that his Belgian girlfriend is born with both sex organs and is in a triangle of her own with the three possible versions of herself that are or could have been. The American writer is also in love with a Polish girl, who had a brief thing with the poet from London, although neither of them were so into their fling they bothered to tell the Norwegian girl that they were both seeing at the same time. The Norwegian girl had a thing with a brief thing with a girl from Philadelphia who is also a poet and is unsure of whether or not she is in love with the Italian. See round one. Who is definitely in love with her. The Italian is sleeping with the wife of the American musician. The American musician forms a triangle with his wife, who he doesn't love, and his daughter, who he loves so much that he can't leave his wife. The Italian would eventually be the wedge, triangle joke, that drives them apart. The American musician loves the songs of the musician from Los Angeles, who hates the music of the American, but loves the music of the Canadian, who hates the music of the other two. The Los Angeles musician is dating an Australian girl who is dating a Frenchman on the side. The Frenchman dates his rent checks for the middle of the month because he never has enough money in his account on the first of the month. The guy from Argentina is being pursued relentlessly by an overeager Japanese girl who is in a triangle of another kind with her mother and stepfather back home. I won't explain. She is also in love with the American writer, but he is too obtuse, that's three, to notice. The Argentinian is married to another Argentinian, although no one knows that, at least not in Paris. His wife has begun to suspect that he will never return from France and has begun several affairs with the husband, who has not cheated on her once, would hang himself if he ever found out. He's very tall and strong. He will find out in a few months, and he will hang himself. It's the only sad part. The Italian is also loved by the Russian poet, although it's a superficial thing that she will never act on because she loved the Italian's girlfriend like a sister. The Russian's actual sister would be in love with the American writer if they had ever met, but that wouldn't change the fact that the American is in love with A, the American poet, who is the genetic photo negative of him with bright blue eyes and light hair, and B, a girl from San Francisco who would bear him children that no one would ever quite be able to say definitively look more like one parent or the other. The girl from San Francisco is not in love with the American writer. The girl from San Francisco dated a boy from Tennessee and spent an entire summer falling disastrously in love with him, even though she knew early on that he was moving to Germany in the fall. Happened to me. The boy from Louisiana wasn't a boy. The boy from Louisiana arrived in Berlin and immediately fell in love with a Bavarian waitress who had backpacked from Europe in her late teens and went up sleeping with the Italian and the boy from Connecticut before the two of them had ever met. The Italian and the boy from Connecticut have completely platonic crushes on the Argentinian, who has a very unplatonic crush on a girl that passed through Paris for a week on her way from home from Madrid. I'm drunk. The girl from Madrid dabbled with the girl from Philadelphia and realized that she did not want to dabble with the girl ever again, although she was happy to know for sure, finally. She fell in love with the dinosaurs in the Galerie d'Evolution. Can't believe I did that. While the American writer was there doing the same, but they were hidden from each other's view by a triceratops. three horns, that's four. The Queen of Connecticut is also in love with the American poet, but no one has ever noticed because everyone is in love with her. She never notices herself because she is caught between loving the idea of being in love and not being sure that such a thing exists. Teenagers. The American writer will return to America, still in love with the American poet, and they will never see each other again, although they will talk about visiting each other in a correspondence that will taper off over 2 years, and he will eventually feel for the girl from San Francisco what she feels for him, which is to say, of course, nothing. And he will never know how badly he failed at geometry. Maybe five. The triangles they all formed, maybe six, will disintegrate, the sphere will deflate, and the circle will be broken. The American writer will create a new triangle with himself in one corner, New York in another, and Paris in the last. And he will spend the rest of his natural life trying to find the right angle.
Nice.